Imaginative Radio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Ken Mack and Coach JB Show. The future of finance is here. Prepare for freedom. Get ready to swallow the red pill because every week we're bringing you cutting edge, real, uncut, raw truths about finance and the world that you think you know to help you prepare for the biggest shift in generational wealth the world has ever seen. Warriors, rise! Get your shit together. Let's go. Warriors, rise. Grand rising. Good evening, Warriors all over the world. I'll be rolling solo today, so Ken Mack had some stuff going on. So just want to check in with you guys. Today is all about sharing my narrative on what I think is going on. Again, this is not financial advice. I wouldn't take any of this or do anything based on what I'm saying, but I'm going to share with you facts, figures, numbers, logic up until now. I'm going to answer questions you may have and just chalk it up with you guys. So if you're listening on the podcast, welcome to the Ken Mack and Coach JB Show, where we go live every single week. And it's so crazy how much things have changed over the week, every single week, specifically since 2020, since we've been running this. If you're watching this on the YouTube channel, so make sure you hit the like, subscribe button. If you're watching this on the podcast, make sure you send it out. So what's up, Tony Bags? How we doing? Joshua, what's happening, brother? So I'm just going to kind of take you guys on a journey, not kind of, I'm going to take you on a journey, and I'm just going to speak my truth, and I'm going to speak from my heart, and I'm going to speak out what I know around the financial system, and then we can chalk it up and answer any questions you may have. So again, Ken wasn't able to join today, but I want to jump on with you guys live for about 30 minutes just to check in and see how things are going with you guys. So I want to share with you guys an overarching picture of a 30,000 foot overview and kind of take you step by step all the way from 1971. We can go all the way back to 1929 if we want to, but we'll specifically start in 1971 when we detached from the gold standard. Now you got to remember, in January 1971, the World Economic Forum was created. Okay. So Klaus Schwab created the World Economic Forum in 1971. President Nixon came on in August 1971 and detached us from the gold standard. Let's pause for just a moment and let's talk about the American dream before 1971. Now, there truly was an American dream, right? You worked hard. You could make a good living. You could take care of your family. People owned their homes. They owned their cars. And people before 1971 saw the stock market. Okay, they saw the stock market. And I'm going to come all the way up to this fake out part. Jay, thank you. And I'm going to come back to the title. It's a complete fake out, the market right now. But before 1971, the stock market was considered a casino. So just put that in your notebook, okay? The stock market was considered a casino before 1971, okay? So 1971, we detached from the gold standard. That made our money fiat, okay? Fake money. So basically from 1971 on, we basically have had our currency backed by nothing. Now in 1974, we worked with the Saudis and created what was called the petrodollar existed, but we created a deal with them that all oil was to be traded in American dollars. And I promise you, this whole journey I'm going to take you on is going to hopefully connect all the logic circuits for you forward and backwards so you can understand what's happening right now. And I'm going to take it all the way to 2023. Okay, so in 1971, we detached from the gold standard. Klaus Schwab created the World Economic Forum. Before the 1971, the stock market was considered a casino. In 1974, if I get some of the dates wrong, excuse me on it. 1974, we created what was called the petrodollar, where all oil was to be traded in U.S. dollars, which was a deal that we did with the Saudis, okay? And that gave the U.S. dollar power over everybody in the world. Why? Because of the industrial era. Gas, oil, all needed to be traded in U.S. dollars. So that gave America a dominant stance in the world in regards to a dominant currency. So that gave us validity. It gave us power. And so from 1971 and 1974 up until now, they've had a complete printing machine. Okay. Around after the 1980s, we've had a low interest rate environment. But I want you to understand another thing. Around, I think it's 1974, is they created the 401k. Now, remember, in 1971 and before, the stock market was considered a casino. So companies created what's called a 401k, and they called it a casino, but they put your hard-earned money into the casino. So now you have a fiat currency that's fake money that's just printed, right? With nothing backing it. Then they start to put 10% of your paycheck into a 401k. So what does that do? That helps their brothers and sisters at the corporations. Politics and money go together. So all that money is flooding into the big businesses and corporations and the stock market, right? Money and politics go hand in hand. So since 1974, all of our retirements are put into these 401ks and then pensions. With pensions now, as we sit right now in 2023, they need to borrow money for your pension. So for a while, everything was okay, right? So when you have a debt-based economy, which is what we live in right now, we live in a debt-based economy. So every dollar in the system is someone else's debt. Let me repeat that. We live in a debt-based economy. So every single dollar in someone else's hand is someone else's debt in America. There's no other way around it, okay? So we went from 1974 till about 1980s, and then we went into recession, and then it boomed with Reagan, and then we went into the 2000 boom and bust, and then we went into the 2008 boom and bust. That wasn't a boom and bust. That was just a really big pullback. So let me fast forward to about 2006, okay? 2006, the BRICS countries, which is, I keep getting it wrong. So I keep saying Britain, Brazil, India, China, Russia, and South Africa started to kind of talk and say, listen, guys, if we combine, our combined GDP will be stronger than America, okay? And this is when the American dream started to really start to falter, okay? So we had the biggest housing collapse in our history in 2006 going into 2008, right? And you got to think about that for just a moment. Who allowed people to get interest income only loans? I started working in banking in 2007 going to 2000, and I'm sitting here sitting with people who their mortgages are going bad that had zero income. I'm like, how the hell did you have $1 million? Well, I did an interest only loan. Who gave you this loan? They were literally giving out loans with people that didn't even have it was stated income. You could literally say, I just make this much, and they would give you a loan. Who in the banking system allowed that to happen, or was it done by design? Okay, so in 2006, the BRICS countries started talking about getting together, which is, again, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Am I missing anybody? Okay, so they started talking about coming together. So interesting enough, 2009, after the biggest financial collapse in America's history, okay, our GDP to debt income started to get kind of faltered a little bit. So GDP, the amount of goods and services we're producing, we're starting to catch up to the debt. Okay, around 2009, Bitcoin's inception, January 2009, Bitcoin is created. At the exact same time, the BRICS countries decide to become the BRICS countries. So they came together as a dominant force. And since then, since 2009, they've been working to de-dollarize. Okay, now, what does that mean? They're working to break away from the dollar so that we can't have dominance over every single country. For example, when Jerome Powell, every time he raises interest rates, I've been interviewing people for private coaching all over the world. Every single time we raise interest rates, they're like, holy crap, we are crushing their currency. Some of you are in other countries, okay? When we raise our interest rates, we're crushing other currencies. So since 2009 to now, more money's been printed than in history. Isn't that interesting? Well, in 2012, the FDIC, now this is where the rabbit hole gets deep, okay? You guys ready? Put on your tinfoil hats. So actually, you won't need a tinfoil hat. It's facts, figures, numbers, logic. So in 2012, the FDIC starts focusing on bail-ins. Bail-ins are very different than bailouts, okay? 2008 was a bailout, okay? 2012, they started focusing on bail-ins. Now, why would you start focusing on a bail-in? A bail-in is when they bail in the bank. So the banks have to go through a bankruptcy plan, okay? Basically, anybody insured over $250,000 basically loses their money, right? So they bail in the banks, they restructure them, they start as new corporations, they have to have bail-in plans, and they open up as new organizations, right? So usually a bail-in, they even set it on the FDIC website. It's all public, so you can't shut me down. They tell you, they can go watch this stuff yourself. They basically said that it'll happen on a Friday, and then by Monday, the new organization will open up. It'll be like, you know, Wells Fargo Bank under another corporation, basically, right? Okay, so again, let me pause for a moment. 2009, BRICS countries were created, which are working to de-dollarize from America. 2009, Bitcoin's inception. 2012, the FDIC starts to work on bail-in plans, right? Then biannually since then, banks have had to submit their biannual bail-in plan. But why in 2012? I don't know the answer to that. You may know the answer to that. Okay. So then we headed into 2019, the World Economic Forum. Remember, if you're watching this video from the beginning, if you haven't, I'm taking you through a history lesson. So go back to the beginning of this video. In 1971, the World Economic Forum was created. So that's Klaus Schwab, and they meet in Davos every single year. The richest people in the world who make some of the biggest financial decisions in the world come together, and they have these agendas, right? In 2019, they did a pandemic preparedness response in 2019. By March 2020, the whole world was completely locked down and our lives got turned upside down. Okay. During our lives getting turned upside down, everybody ends up on their phones. All banks get shut down. Most restaurants get shut down. Cash shortages, right? Supply chain problems. Cash shortages, supply chain problems. The Federal Reserve is running out of coins or whatever. They're running out of actual physical cash, right? Cash is dirty. It has germs on it, things like that. And a lot of stores use that opportunity to stop taking cash and only take debit or credit card transactions, okay? Problem, reaction, solution. Whoever comes up with the problem creates a reaction, comes up with a solution. So in 2020, most banks started to reconfigure into more financial technology, reaching you through your cell phone, getting you on your online banking, having you use services that are outside of the branch. A lot of drive-thrus got shut down. So if you had a bank drive-thru, and then they started shutting down branches, okay? So 2020, they tell us cryptocurrency is a fraud. We're having this nice little bull run, 2020, this is where it gets fun, okay? So let's go back to beginning. 2020, Brian Brooks, the head legal counsel of Coinbase, leaves the head legal counsel of Coinbase to become the head of the OCC, Operation of Currency Control, okay, of America. Operation of currency control, the money, the current control of currency. So then he, during that time, you can look this up, allowed federally chartered thrifts and banks to custody crypto. Okay. So they're allowed to custody crypto. They are allowed to custody crypto. They have to go through a process to get qualified and they're good to go. So Brian Brooks leaves head legal counsel of Coinbase to become head of the OCC. And then he does a short tenure as a year. That's what he does. And he leaves again to consult for another cryptocurrency fund. Jay Clayton, who's the head of the SEC on December 20th, 2020, he initiates a case against Ripple and the SEC for trading XRP as a security. Now, this is where the rabbit hole gets really deep. Remember, 2009, the BRICS countries were created. Bitcoin's inception was in 2009. More money's been printed than in history since 2020, specifically around 2009. So as we head into 2023, let's go back to 2022. So we go through this nice little pump, this bull run, right? There's a ton of money being printed. The reason why a lot of bull runs happen also as well is because quantitative easing and printing, but also the Bitcoin halving and the Bitcoin cycle. So cryptocurrency goes up, right? And as soon as it goes up, they come collapsing it back down, okay? 2022 was the year of destruction to show you that cryptocurrency is a fraud. Cryptocurrency is a fraud, remember, but blockchain technology is here to stay. That's Jamie Dimon's words. Okay, that's Goldman Sachs' words. That's Larry Fink's words. Block cryptocurrency. I'm paraphrasing big time. Okay, cryptocurrency is a fraud, but blockchain technology is here to stay. And I'm going to wrap this all up, I promise. Then as we went into 2022, we had Celsius collapse, we had a stablecoin collapse, we had FTX collapse. See, crypto, that's called fraud. That's fraud. That has nothing to do with, you can do that in a fiat currency, you can do that in Bitcoin, you can do that in an exchange, you can do that at a bank. That's called fraud in a Ponzi scheme, okay? So what happened was they used that as a catalyst to say, see, cryptocurrency is all effed up. We're going to bring in regulation, okay? So another thing to think about is a key player who initiated the case against Ripple, Jay Clayton went to consult for a cryptocurrency firm. Okay. Now here's where the rabbit hole gets deep. I found this out recently that in January 2022, when all this was collapsing, Jay Clayton, who consults for a cryptocurrency fund after he left the SEC after initiating the case against Ripple, is now on the board for the FDIC that is preparing for the bail-ins. Jay Clayton was introduced as a new board member a year later in their meeting, or almost 12 months later in their meeting in December 2022, where they're talking about the bail-ins and should they notify the public. And Jay Clayton is announced as one of the new board members. Who is this dude? Head of the SEC that initiates a case against Ripple around XRP being a security. 2 months before that, the firm that he left to go consult for raised their position in Bitcoin and Ethereum by like $600 million. This guy consults for another cryptocurrency fund. If you go look at the board of directors where he's at, now he sits on the board for the FDIC, which is getting ready to do bail-ins with the banks. and you're saying that cryptocurrency is a fraud, that blockchain technology is not here to stay. He's just consulting for blockchain firms just for the hell of it, just for shits and giggles, just to be on a bunch of different boards. And I'm going to show you tomorrow the Hyperledger Foundation. I'm going to show Hyperledger Fabric, and I'm going to show you IBM. I'm going to show you these deep interconnected webs. So these people out there telling you that cryptocurrency is fraud. Yeah, cryptocurrency is a fraud, but blockchain is here to stay. Crypto and blockchain are the exact same thing. So my logical circuit allows me to see these things forward and backwards and connect the dots, and knowing that this has been going on for a very, very long time. Now, as we sit in America, we're at 139% debt to income ratio, or somewhere over 120% debt to income ratio. In about the 1960s, we're about 56% debt to income ratio. So we have more debt than we do money. They had to raise the debt ceiling once again to pay for postal workers' pensions. The Democrats just want to eliminate the debt ceiling and just go all in. So here's what's going to happen. Okay. Is this a fake out? This goes into my title. Okay. Is this a fake out or is this a bull run? It's a fake out, guys. This is not a bull run. Okay. The markets are going to pump and they're going to come collapsing down on the back end of the year. Here's why. Okay. Interest rates keep going up. We are destroying other countries. If we're in America, we apologize. I apologize to all my brothers and sisters around the world. We are destroying other people's economies by raising interest rates. Okay. Here's the bottom, the part. If you paid attention and you wrote notes, what did I tell you? Every single dollar in the system is someone else's debt. Let me repeat that. Every single dollar in the system is someone else's debt. So your salary is someone else's debt. Let me repeat that one more time. Your salary is someone else's debt. This is how the system works. Okay. When you go to get a paycheck, that is someone else's debt somewhere in the system. There is no real money. It's all debt moving around the system. So if I'm raising interest rates as the Federal Reserve trying to cool inflation, what happens? If I raise interest rates and companies can no longer borrow and they don't have access to cheap money or access to buy new tools or services or be more efficient, or in supply chains all messed up, then who do I need to let go? I need to let go of employees and I need to cut my staff, because usually companies run at about 33% of their cost, or their overall net, right, or gross, is employee cost, right? So the number one expense is employees. So when I cut an employee, I now cut out somebody from borrowing. That person can't pay their mortgage, so that bank can't lend that money out. That mortgage stops, right? Okay. That person is not buying groceries anymore. That person is not buying gas anymore. So the person at the gas station needs to lay somebody off at the gas station. And it creates this reverberation effect as interest rates start to go up, as they try to cool inflation. It's not about the people. It's not about the job markets. The middle class is getting wiped out, leveraged towards technology, moving down to the working poor. There is going to be no middle class as we move forward. It's going to be leveraged towards technology. There is going to be no middle class as we move forward. It's going to be leveraged towards technology. People making over six figures are going to move down to the barely making it. The people barely making it are moving down to the working poor. And here's what's going to happen. So the economy is going to come collapsing down on the back end of the year. We're going to go into a full recession. They're finally going to define it as a recession. They're saying we're not in a recession. I don't know about you guys, but groceries have pretty much doubled for me, and gas is crazy. And it's expensive to run companies, right? So I think we can all feel the recession. They say it's not a recession. These economists that are sitting there making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. Of course, it doesn't affect them when they go to get gas if it's $2 higher, because they're not living paycheck to paycheck. But somebody who's living paycheck to paycheck trying to buy formula for their baby, hell yeah, they feel the recession. So let's get out of these economists' mind out here who are trying to pad the markets. What's going to happen is companies are going to have to start to lay people off on the back end of this year, Q3 and Q4. So that's going to shake the markets. The printing machine is turned off. The quantitative easing is going down. Supply, money supply is going down. Debt is going up. They're trying to cool inflation. Okay, here's what's going to happen. As assets are going to come down, and there's going to be the greatest opportunity in human history. It will never, in my opinion, I'm not a financial advisor, will have an opportunity like this in our history ever again, to buy assets. Now the key is intrinsic value, right? When I say intrinsic value, what does that mean? Many of you guys are very educated on this stuff. Read the book, Intelligent Investor. I'm not talking about Dogecoin. I'm not talking about Shiba. I'm talking about real world solve. Things that are changing the infrastructure, blockchain technologies, ISO 20022, whatever it is, 20,022, whatever the ISO tokens, right? Things that are actually the infrastructure of the banking system are going to change. OK, Okay, we're not going to see price appreciation until institutional adoption or massive price appreciation. You'll see it with the Bitcoin halving. Okay, so what they're going to do is they're going to crush the economy through the recession. FedNow services is going to be linking up with your local banks in 2023. That's a fact. They're going to be linking. You're not going to hear that on the news. They're going to be linking up with your local banks in 2023. Now, why would they do that? Because they're going to need to give you assistance. And when they gave you assistance in 2020, there was checks getting sent to cats and people who were passed away and people weren't getting their stimulus checks. So it was all over the news. You know, the grandma didn't get her check and she couldn't pay for her groceries. And, you know, the news was putting that all over the place. But now you won't have that anymore because they created this amazing blockchain technology and on-demand liquidity and real-time payments. So FedNow services is RTP, real-time payments. So you can get a real-time payment, Bobby or Susie, right into your bank account. And all you have to do is set your FedNow services account up with your Wells Fargo account. And then eventually I'm going to custody your cryptocurrency. And then I'm going to bring all the money back into the system and money's going to move at the speed of light. And if I have velocity of money, I can lend money out and I can change the whole Ponzi scheme to a brand new financial system. So as you go into 2024, you're going to need assistance. So what they're going to do is they're going to turn the printing machine on full blast once again to give you assistance. And that's going to allow you to see how this distributed ledger technology works, because you're going to be super excited, because when you get a $2,000 stimulus checks at the speed of light and you can actually transfer it right into your Wells Fargo or Chase bank account because it's connected already, guess what? You're happy. You have liquidity. You have cash now. You can pay your bills. You don't care that you did it on blockchain technology, that Jamie Dimon told you that it's a fraud, that Goldman Sachs told you it was a fraud, that all these people told you that cryptocurrency is a fraud when blockchain is here to stay. But guess what? You're going to be using cryptocurrency. Your family that flooded you out of cryptocurrency at Thanksgiving because they said it's a fraud because of FTX. No, that was called a Ponzi scheme. That was called fraudulent activities. It has nothing to do with cryptocurrency being a fraud. It's people getting hyped up. Bunch of venture capitalists. It happens all the time in boom and bust. If you study history, happens all the time. Anytime there's new technology, venture capitalists get super excited. They take athletes and they pay them to promote this technology. It's nothing new under the sun. They get a bunch of money in there. The Ponzi scheme falls apart. And then they blame the technology. It had nothing to do with cryptocurrency. They could have done that with cash. It's called a Ponzi scheme. Okay, that was a Ponzi scheme. That was a fraud. Celsius was a fraud. These are fraudulent activities happening where they're taking your money and leveraging. That's what your banks are doing, but we don't call them a fraud. They take your money and they lend it out. They take your money and they lend it out. They take your money and they lend it out. Nine times over. But when FTX does it, when Celsius does it, we all have a problem with it. Your bank does the exact same thing. Your bank doesn't have your money. Your banks are getting ready for bail-ins. You see what I'm saying, fam? It's about rewiring your brain and understanding this has been going on since the money changers, when Jesus was flipping over the money changers 3 days before he was crucified. And that's why Jesus said, when Caesar came to him and the guy came to him and said, who do we pay our taxes to? He said, who's on the coin? He said, Caesar. Pay your taxes to Caesar and give God what is his. Don't get caught up in some invisible enemy. This has been happening over and over again. We get pushed in the left hemisphere of the brain, facts, figures, numbers, logic. What you're going to miss is this is the greatest opportunity in human history. I'm in a massive flow state right now. This knowledge is coming out of my brain with my logical circuit because I study this stuff 8 to 9 hours. I sleep and I breathe this stuff. So they're going to turn the printing machine back on in 2024. You're going to get it on a FedNow services. Bitcoin is going to halve, do its halvening. I think maybe people probably know better than me. March, as or so, as above, so below. Thank you, so true. I think it's March or May. So it's going to Bitcoin halve, and then about 3 months later, Bitcoin's going to go parabolic, and the altcoins are going to come along with it. And you need to have an exit plan. Please have an exit plan. Please put your blinders on. Please exit multiple times on the way up, because none of you are going to catch the top. None of you are going to catch the top. I'm not going to catch it. Your favorite YouTuber is not going to catch it. Everybody said Bitcoin is going to 100,000, 68,000. Boom, came collapsing back down. Every said it was going to go down to 12, and boom, it shot up to 23. Everybody said it's going to go to 25, and it's going to shoot down to 12. So what we do know is we're all guessing, to include me. I'm guessing on the dates, but I'm telling you conceptually what's going to happen. It's the only way to fix the monetary system, okay? We're in a massive, massive, massive debt crisis, okay? And guess what fixes it? On-demand liquidity, blockchain technology, real-time payments. It's here, okay? So tomorrow on my video, I'm going to be breaking down the Hyperledger fabric and showing you guys HBAR. I'm going to be diving into Stellar and how they're all connected through this Hyperledger fabric. Imagine a big web of stuff connected. Everybody's like, XRP is going here and Ripple's going to go away. And it's like having a Samsung and an Apple. These crazy arguments going on. Or, you know, this tribalism is nuts, man. It's nuts. It is still it's a fake out big time, guys. This is not a bull run. It's good for traders who knows how. I don't know how to trade. I'm not a trader. I'm a long-term holder. But so that's what I wanted to drop on you guys today. I just wanted to flow. I'm in a huge, massive flow state, going through a great awakening within my own mind right now. And it's just like, I'm very passionate about helping as many people as possible gain this knowledge. I'm not a financial advisor. None of this is financial advice. This is just stuff that my brain continues to connect. And I realized, man, when I was in banking school in 2012, when they told us fintech, we went to banking school our first year. And then we went home. They were like, we're switching to fintech, financial technology. And I was like, what does that mean? So basically, we were already thinking about replacing branches with talking ATMs, people with talking ATMs. Bank of America has their first autonomous branch. They don't need people anymore, guys. They don't need you anymore. They don't need you anymore. Here's the thing. They don't need you anymore. So what are you going to do? Sit back and just let your job disappear? You're going to sit back and not do anything about it? So what does that mean? Industrial is dead. It's dead, guys. We're moving from industrial to technical. We're not going to stop it. We can resist it all day. We can protest. We can go on the Capitol Hill. You can do all the things you want. Or you can stop fighting an invisible enemy and know that change is inevitable. We used to not have dentists. And now we have dentists. Think about that. Back in the days, they didn't have dentists. They had to pull out their own teeth. Thank God we have advancements in technology, right? This, you know, if you look at the good side of distributed ledger technology, on-demand liquidity, people that didn't have access to be able to transfer money and help people can have access to money all over the world. People who have great business ideas in certain countries that are very impoverished can now take that business idea because some third party is not effing them over with fees and structures where they can't even get their money out of the system. And there's evil to the technology as well. There's always going to be dark. There's always going to be light. I can take this phone and I can watch pornography, or I can read the Bible. I can look up things about the FDIC, or I can watch TikTok, you know, stupid videos all day, silly videos all day. No disrespect to TikTok because it's blowing up our business, but we use it for good. So I hope this message reaches you guys well. I'm on fire today. I'm on fire. So I'm here to answer any questions. I'll just start going through some comments here. Ab's the best host, the hostess with the most. Hey guys, check it out. They just started a new show as well. They're doing reaction videos, which are so much fun to do. So thank you to Ab's. I think Ab's and Johnny put their first one out this weekend. It was phenomenal. Where they're basically going into one or two videos and just diving into reaction on that as well. So happy Monday. How you doing, Ivan? Justin, good. I don't need them anymore either. Let's go. Abs, adoption is here. XRP, XLM, HBAR. I'm really like, it's so funny. It took me so long to get into HBAR, and it's like I'm stacking HBAR. So I'm having my daughter get HBAR as well. Much love, brother. What's up, James? Visa testing Ethereum for USD stablecoin payments. Imagine when they use the real tech. This is crazy, crazy stuff, fam. Well, what channel, coach? What channel? Can you help me understand, Ivan, what you're saying here? Oh, what channel? I'm sorry, on our channel. So the world is a better place because, oh, thank you so much, man. Thank you. Guys, this is you're just getting me. Yeah, our channel, Abs. It's like, you know, in the Good Morning Crypto Show, when you meet these guys, this is us. This is who we are. We, you know, this isn't some act. It's not, this is, I literally, if I'm not with my kids, I'm studying this stuff nonstop. I freaking love it. Ken had some personal stuff going on, so he wasn't able to jump on today. So, yeah, man. So the bank I use has never had a physical location over 20 years. That's crazy. Yeah, I think, what's the bank? Navy Federal, I think the online. HBAR is GPS tracking and military. I must have missed it. So glad. I'm so glad you introduced me to Alex Ramos. He's badass, man. I went through his $16,000 program, Gym Launch. It was life-changing, man. He's a badass. He says he's not selling anything, but if he ever has a new coaching program, like he says that on his channel, you know, I got my money stacked up waiting. He's an amazing coach, man. Amazing coach. So a lot of my techniques I got from Alex Ramos. So I really need to, a lot of my business techniques as well. He's a very, very sharp individual. I got to meet him. So just so you guys know, the way our company works is we have a next door, we have a HIIT training facility, which is 3T Fitness. We have a 3T Warrior Academy. So doing business as 3T Warrior Academy. On this side, I'm in the YouTube studio. I got a little green screen back here. You can see it. We have our conference center back here as well. So this is our headquarters. So we started out as a gym, the 3T Fitness Center, and then I developed the 3T Warrior Academy through fitness, mindset, subconscious mind programming, all that stuff. And so I went through Alex Hormozi's gym launch program, and the business skills I learned just by going through that program are unbelievable. And I've just obsessively watching his videos. I mean, why wouldn't you copy someone who understands business? And he understands it at a really, really deep level, right? He understands value first, always provide value. That's why we do thousands of hours of free content. People are like, well, you sell a program. Well, that's how we make a living. That's how we grow, right? It's like, that's what we do. It's like, it's such a weird thing when people say that's like, somebody, you open up a gym and it's like, you charge for your memberships for your gym? Yeah. That's how we keep the lights on. That's how we do these videos. That's how we're able to, it's just such a funny thing when people say that. He, you know, when I do a video and I tell people to click the link and try out the academy, like, he charges for information. I'm like, well, there's about 30,000 hours of free information on here as well. So I don't know. Hit a little chord there, right? Okay, so let's see. So glad you introduced me to Alex Hormozi. Yes, I really need to work on my exit plan. Please do. I'm looking in your archive videos and trying to learn as much as possible. If I have questions, what I'm listening, who do I ask? You can go, if you have any questions, you're talking about inside the academy, go on to the events page on our academy. And go on to Ask Me Anything show with Andrew Cashflow. He will help you tremendously on that. So Andrew Cashflow is the one who teaches the fundamentals of when to exit. And then Merlin will tell you your exit targets, right? Does that make sense? So inside the Academy, Grizzly Bear, go on to Andrew Cashflow's Ask Me Anything, and he'll light you up with knowledge on there. Coach, you mentioned another huge drop. Are you thinking we're drop lower than current price or lose the gains after this year's bull run? I don't think this is a bull run. Maybe there's some better experts in here, but, I think it's going to pull back. I really do think it's going to pull back. I think there's gonna be a large pullback, and then, because if they keep raising interest rate, I mean, it's stressing the markets unbelievable. This is not a bull run at all. It's a fake out. And so I would be, if you're someone who trades, I'd be taking profits. I wouldn't be throwing large amounts in right now. I'd be dollar cost. I just keep dollar cost averaging every week. But yeah, so hopefully that makes sense. And I'm not a chart expert. I would say I'm a macro microeconomic expert. And so when you take profits, that reduces the amount of XRP holdings, correct? Absolutely. Great question, Kelly. I love that you asked that, because a lot of people, you know, there's no silly questions. So basically what would happen, Kelly, is when you say you have 10,000 XRP, and you pull profits, you're pulling those tokens off the table, right? So you're basically selling those tokens. So if you had 10,000 and you sold 3,000, you now have 7,000 tokens. So you're turning it into cash or turning it into another cryptocurrency. So you're absolutely right. So you are reducing the amount of your XRP holdings, correct? Great question. James, love you guys. Love you so much. I can't wait to meet you as well. Worldwide, thank you. Love you. Love the community. Coach, thank you for the info. Riding with you. Mr. Duck, let's go. Can't wait for 100 million leads, the second book. Oh, I know. Yes, I can't wait. I hope he launches a coaching program, man. I think he's coming up on a billionaire. You know, I got to meet him when that was a story I was telling, sorry, and I kind of got sidetracked. I got to meet him. So we did his gym launch program, and he opened a supplement company, and then I became one of the top sales. He had like the sales contest, and I got to meet him. The dude is just like he is online, very just like business, dude. Like, we're sitting in this lobby and he's like, I'm very he's charismatic. I'm very caring and loving, and I love to hug people, and I'd stop and talk to everybody. And he comes, just walks by all of us, goes in there and goes right into business. I was like, nice to meet you too, man. That's what I like about him. As he is on the videos, that's how he is in public. That's just who he is. And I think I appreciate that when somebody is who they say who they are online. Any advice on what to invest in first? 10 in great stuff. I would focus on, I would look at, just dive into ISO 20. How do you guys say it? 20 ISO tokens. So I would look into those and understand the ecosystem. Everyone ends up poor. Great book. So Justin, it's so interesting. Curtis Ray, I have a deep connection with him. He was the one that funded our first business. We bought him out. So he gave us funding for our first business. And that's where I got introduced to Leverage Life Insurance, MPI. And so he was the first person that helped us with our dream. We always give him respect for that. We bought him out, so they wanted to exit. And so we bought him out. And so we went on our own journeys. But yeah. Let's see. London voted number one crypto hub on the planet. Let's go. This week states Bank of England, good friend. Yeah. If you guys haven't checked out the Good Morning Crypto Show, big shout out, Abs. I've been getting so much, doing a lot of interviews for our private coaching. If you want to coach me privately, click the link down below. One of our team members will reach out to you. So we have our first class starts today. So they start at noon in a little bit coming out. And then our next class starts April 1st. So we have 10 spots open for that class now. So you can interview for that class. So if you fill out the application down below, one of our team members will reach out to you. Now you can order straight teeth online. There you go. That's right, Kelly. So funny. I was saying that, you know, good thing for advancements in technology, because, you know, think about it. We didn't have dentist before, man. It's like, damn, you had to pull out your own teeth and stuff. I just got to keep an eye on the time. Hello, JVM, holding on like a leech. Yes, I'll never forget that moment, man. It was 2020. I was in quarantine at this hotel over here because we have our gym, right? So everybody was really panicked about the C word. And so I was exposed to that C word. And so I decided to quarantine myself just to do the appropriate thing so we could run our gym and stuff. And I was in a hotel for 14 days. Worst thing you could have ever done to me. Worst thing. So I went into the Gateway Project, the CIA Gateway Project. Somebody gave me the audio. And I did the meditation for 14 days and some other things as well, and came out a beast. And I'll never forget, on December 20th, 2020, I started getting all, back then everybody had my phone number and stuff. And I started getting all these text messages like, JVXR, what happened? And I said, I'm holding on like a tick on a dog, man. I am not selling a dime of my XRP. I'm actually buying more. And that's how the kind of legendary XRP thing started. So, Coach, I'm trying to get back on my feet after a nasty divorce. What's your first step you recommend? Work harder on yourself than you do anything else. So number one, start HIIT training. Get your fucking mind busy. Start HIIT training. Okay. I'm high intensity training. You got to get your mind busy. Okay. Start hitting the sauna. HIIT training, sauna. Start reading. Okay. Put down TikTok, get off TikTok, get off Instagram, get off all that bullshit. Just stay on YouTube. Just do educational videos. Start reading. Okay. I would read Think and Grow Rich. Okay. And The Secret. Just start there. Okay. Read The Secret. Think and Grow Rich, do HIIT training, start fasting. You got to get yourself into a state of mind. Okay. So that part, that's the past now. You got to break free from that paradigm. In order to do that, you got to start to create a new frequency. When you start to create a new frequency, you create a new vibration. When you create a new vibration, you get new attractions, right? You can't keep going these cyclic patterns. A divorce happened for a reason, right? Unless you want to go back and repair it and make things work. And if you're not going to do that, you need to move into a new paradigm, right? Obviously, the universe is showing you something, that there's something new for you, or maybe it was a real ugly divorce and, you know, you fucked up or whatever it is, but that's okay. We have a brand new day today. In 2 minutes from now, it's a brand new minute, a brand new day, a brand new way, as our one of our friends says, brand new day, a brand new way. Okay. So all of you guys, right when you get off this thing, it's a brand new day, a brand new way. Okay. We always say, I'm sorry, I love you, thank you, or excuse me. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, the Ho'oponopono, if I'm saying that correctly. So we're first saying, I'm sorry, letting it go. Please forgive me, allowing it to go into the past, and saying, thank you for this brand new day, this brand new moment, this brand new time, for a brand new path. And as children, we read books from front to back, and as adults, we read books from back to front. We do it backwards as adults. Why do we teach our children to read from front to back, but we as adults go backwards in the chapter? The chapter's over. It's done. You have a blank page now. You start writing it. HIIT training. Boom. Educating yourself. Boom. You got to fill up that space. An idle mind is a dangerous mind. So fill up the space. Start fasting. Start exercising. And Black Bart, if you're not in the academy, get in the academy. Dive in the 128 challenge. It'll absolutely change your life. So love you, man. Just get moving. Get busy, man. So if this is the new financial system and we're going to be our own bank, why do we need an exit plan or take profit? Why not wait until the moon? Great question, Tony Bex. Great, great question. So what he's saying in context is basically, well, why wouldn't we just hold long-term forever? The reason why is anytime you had a parabolic move, or anytime you always want to have some sort of, so I'm just to give it clear, Tony, as I'm holding 50% of my portfolio long-term forever. So just to verify, I'm holding most of it long-term forever, unless it's some shit coin that doesn't matter, but intrinsic value tokens, I'm holding forever, long-term strategy. 50% of my portfolio I'm exiting. I will exit because if you have tons of profit, you want to pull profit off the table because that's profit, right? Well, when you pull it off the table, what you do with it is most important. You can do leveraged life insurance, invest in companies, buy equity in companies. You can become a lender for other people. There's a whole different process around that type of stuff. Gold, silver, land, right? and put some on the side for the pullback to buy more of the current cryptocurrencies that you own, right? And so we always want to secure the wealth. That's the problem. Is like the Dogecoin millionaire, the guy was a millionaire and now he's a thousandaire, right? He, if he would have secured profits, he could have completely changed his family's timeline. He could have taken that stuff, put it in leveraged life insurance. He could have secured it in some gold and silver and some land. The key is to pull profits and secure and grow, okay? You don't want to stay linear in one investment. You want to always secure, grow. Secure, so you earn. Secure, grow, protect. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. Good morning, Gonzo. Love you, brother. Andrew is the best in the game when it comes to exit strategy, 100%. He's so detailed, man. Like, he is like analytical as all get out. Black Bart, first get your head in the right place, bro. Love you, Alde. Love the community. Community is so important, too. Thank you. Will do. Grizzly Bear, love you. Gotcha, John. Own your mistakes. Own it all. Yes, Black Bart. So you don't sit there and feel sorry for yourself. Yep, yep. And I think, you know, what you're saying is like, just move on, man. Just say okay. Just move the fuck on. Like, okay, take the blame, whatever it is, even if it hurts, even if it's not your fault or it is your fault, whatever it is. What's moved me forward in my life, if you guys see, like, there's Twitter battles going on right now, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, I stay in my lane, dude. Someone comes at me, I say okay. Somebody sent me a Twitter message the other day, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, love you, brother. I don't have time for bullshit, man. I own my mistakes and I move on, and it makes me really fast, really efficient. People can't argue with me, because you can't argue with the mirror, right? If I'm like, okay, cool, you don't like me, if you just watch my Twitter post, man, where people comment, I'm like, okay, it's like, who you are, you argue with the mirror, man. There's one dude that I won't even get into it, doesn't matter. But it's just, yeah, just move on, take responsibility. ISO tokens. Can you talk about FedNow and ISO? How do you guys say it? 20022? How they connect? How will they connect? It would be the messaging system that is how they would connect, right? So ISO 20002, or so ISO, is a messaging system. It's the new messaging system that connects everything. So Swift, everything, Ripple, all these things are going to connect. So there's a messaging system. There's the Hyperledger fabric. There's a connection from Web 2.0 to Web 3.0. So there's all these new systems that need to kind of interconnect with each other. There's this big Hyperledger found fabric. And ISO is the messaging system that allows all this stuff to communicate with each other, like the messaging part of it, right? And so that's why, you know, Swift is part of that. They're the old archaic banking system. So you're going to have Swift, which is going to be real-time payments. You're going to have Ripple, which is going to be real-time payments. You're going to have R3, which is with Wells Fargo. You got the Ripples with Bank of America. You got JP Morgan's got their own system. They got their own blockchain technology. So with love from, let's see, thanks for your work and a great help to me. I agree with the fake out. Do you think there will be a chance for profit taking after lawsuit? I think there'll be a pump after loss. I think naturally, emotionally, there'll be a pump, right? Because there's so much pressure. A bunch of people are going to come flooding in when it does settle. Like, oh, shit. When it goes in the Ripple's favor, if it does, when it does. So I think there'll be a little pump, but I don't think it'll stay because we're not in the bull run. So I think there might be a nice little profit-taking opportunity. So, yeah, if that makes sense. I don't think it's going to stay up, though. ETH 3.0, what up? 20,022. Thank you. 20,022. I need to say that correctly. I get questioned on that so much. So it's ISO 20,022. Gateway project 20,022. Okay. Black Bart, sending some love. Hi, Barbarian. Yeah, we got so much love coming your way, Black Bart. We get it, man. We've all been through those types of things. Divorce is not pretty, man. It's a piece of you, man. Like, you know, you just have to understand that, you know, life continues to evolve and everything is happening for you. Nothing is against you. We are in an automatic rally. We will roll over after the eclipse, revisit the lows. It's creating a spring in Wyckoff. Just my opinion. Your opinion matters because you are the greatest of all time, Gonzo. Love you so much. Super G in the chat. Love you, Abs. If you have not checked out the Good Morning Crypto Show, please check out the show. One of the greatest hosts in the whole wide world. And they just started their video reactions as well, which is great. That one posted on Friday or Saturday, I think. It's out there in our videos. It's on this channel. Coach JB, the real Robin. Yeah, thank you. Hey, Gonzo. Let's see. Man, I've been on my macro game, and I'm hungry right now, guys. Been training legs like a monster again. You know, the funny thing is, just so you know, Abs, Mario and I have a bet, a side bet. So I'm going to put it out there that we will have our abs look better than yours by the time April comes. So that was a big thing for me and Mario to put out there. We put our little thing that we made a bet on each other. We'd have better abs than you by April, the conference. So CJB, the GMC show is where the people are chatting about XRP committee. You are part of the evaluate. Okay. So yeah, let me break this down. I knew this was coming. So CJB on the GMC show, there were people in chat asking about the XRP committee you are part of that evaluates the price of XRP in the buyback. Such an interesting dynamic. So the whole thing has been totally combo. I just kind of stepped back at it. So I'm not part of the pricing committee. So I was part of, basically there was a confidential committee. Now the reason why they call it confident, everybody's taking this. There's so much little bits and pieces that people are taking that there's really no context of it. So there's a committee that actually does the pricing part of it, right? I'm not part of that committee. I was part of the overall committee that was just sharing information, our knowledge around XRP. And that was the gist of it, right? And then there's a committee that's valuing it. And so it's just, it's becoming this big giant thing that it really doesn't need to be. And there's a lot of bits and pieces of information that are missing. So I've just kind of I'm just letting it float, man. I'm just letting it do its thing. That was some of the messages I got on Twitter. I'm like, you know what? I'm just staying in my lane, man. So the whole part about a buyback, think about this. If XRP can move all the liquidity through the system, if it is one of the only bridge currencies that can do that, do you really think they want us retail? So the question, the thing that interests me in this thing is having a voice at the table if they did do a buyback, right? Okay. So basically, if all the money was run through the system through XRP, do you really think they would let us hold it as retail investors? Really rationally, do you think that? I don't think they would let us hold it as retail investors. So when this committee came up, I was like, this is pretty neat to share my knowledge around banking and information and stuff like that. I'm not part of this different committee. That's a pricing committee. It's as far as it goes, sharing information. That's it. So yeah, it's such, I'm watching this Twitter battle go back and forth. I'm like, just stay in my lane, put my blinders on. And let's see what happens, man. So, but if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to add. That's about all I know in that piece. I'm not part of the actual pricing committee or anything like that. There's a lot of little pieces of information that are missing. That's all I'll say, but yep. So let's see here. FM same, also a great way to gain patience. Let's see, the law of land and the law of water, Jordan Maxwell. Great, great. Let's see. Yes. Plus get out of debt ASAP 100%. That's what I did completely. I have one credit card that has a couple thousand on it, but I wiped out almost all my debt. I need to train. Let's see. Get a new woman quick. No. No whirlwind. Do not do that. Do not get into another relationship. Work harder on yourself. And I'm not going against you. Well, I am going against your advice. Work harder on yourself than you do anything else and attract a new relationship. Do not get on dating sites. Work harder on yourself than you do anything else. So The Motive by Patrick L. LeCunt. Read the book. Let's see. Okay, people are just answering questions. I'm curious now. Thank you. Absolutely, Black Bart. Love you, brother. And I'd be more than happy to answer any questions here, but that's kind of trying to find some questions here. Company, not assets. ISO. Cool. I think that's our questions here. Accept the challenge. The abs, dude. I'm like, I gotta eat my macro plan. I think about abs every single time I eat now. Let's see. Johnny Ripple, not blaming others can honestly, when looking at ourselves, being honest with oneself sucks sometimes, but it's a road to mental freedom. 100%. 100%. I listen to the lives at work. Love you so much. Thank you for the clarification on your part of the committee. Absolutely. Yeah, the whole concept of it and the reason why I said yes to being part of like the information and being part of that is because I thought it was pretty special to be part of something that was submitting to the Federal Reserve, having a voice at the table if they buy it back. I don't think a buy it back is going to happen, but I'd rather have a voice at the table, right? And then I'm just watching all this stuff kind of blow up with this stuff. And there's a lot of bits and pieces of information. I'm not saying it's wrong or right. I wasn't part of the pricing committee and all that stuff. So it's like, I'm just letting it roll, man. Just, it's like, man, such an interesting dynamic. And it just shows too, like, I'll give you an example. The FDIC video that went out, right? That's why I did the really long video on it, because people are putting this viral video of them saying, should we not tell the public? That's just one little tiny itsy bitsy piece of information. And people are making financial decisions based on that. When there was a 3 hour long video and I did a full video on it, not the whole video, but I broke down that this has been going on since 2012. Banks have to submit bail-in plans every biannually, right? That's a normal thing since 2012, right? You can look at all their bankruptcy plans. You can dive into it. So really, if it does happen, what may happen is you may not even, they'll make an announcement like 1971, they attach from the gold standard. There'll be a public announcement. Friday, banks are being bailed in. Monday, you wake up, you just have a new bank. That's it. It's a new, you'll get new account disclosures. If you don't have over $250,000 in the bank, they'll insure your deposits. You know, they do a bail-in, blah, blah, blah. People that have more than $250,000 in cash in the bank probably be pretty pissed, right? But these are serious talks that are happening. But the part that was social and then the big Twitter battle going on right now, and that's why I'm not even getting involved in it, because I have no context other than being part of the initial thing where I was giving my knowledge around XRP and things like that. That's it. So I really have no context to argue with anybody or even that's it. And so, yeah, but that's the problem with the social thing. That's why we go deeper on our videos. That's why we don't just report Twitter news. That's why, if you notice on our YouTube channel, my video specifically is I just don't read an article. I go a little bit deeper into it. I always try to find what the article says, and I try to find documents and give you facts, figures, numbers based on macroeconomics. And I think that's why they wanted me part of the first part of the committee. But anyways, so put money on abs. Well, it motivates me, Gonzo. All right, here we go. Okay, here we go. Let's go. I love it. Abs interview coach, boot up. Let's go. Let's see, coach. What do you think about Hedera and the governing council? I don't know much about the governing council, but I'm going to be doing some Hedera stuff tomorrow. And I'll be pulling this up right now. Hedera governing council. Boom. I just pulled up right now. So I'll dive into that. Ooh, this looks interesting. Well, yeah, I was diving into Hedera big time. And so tomorrow I'm going to be going over the ISO 20002. Right. And I was going to bring up Hedera. You just brought in a whole new thing, the Hyperledger fabric, talking about what is the Hyperledger Foundation, how they're connected to Stellar with IBM. Ripple is part of Hyperledger. It just goes, the web is so deep, family. It's so, so, so deep. And you guys are all on the right side of the coin, in my opinion. So if somebody pulled profits after price spiked, then reinvested profits back in, would they still have to pay taxes? Absolutely. Great, great question. Yes, you do. Yep. You have to pay taxes on your profits if you pull them. So, the only way to not pay taxes would be to get an asset-backed loan, but you never do that in a bull market. We learned our lesson. I took an asset-backed loan on Ethereum to buy more assets, and then the bull market collapsed, and I got liquidated. Silly. Would you ever consider the workout time at 120? No, it's just the way the gym is set up. Kelly, I wish we could. We just don't have the manpower to do it, we used to do different lives, cause I was the coach and I coached all the time. And so we used to have 19 sessions a day. So now we just have small anchors. So we have the morning session, then we come back for night sessions. So just being transparent with you. Yes. I wouldn't want to say something that we couldn't do. Do the right thing, not for you, not for them, but because it's right for you. Yes, absolutely. I got 4 minutes. Just follow your investment thesis. Don't get caught up in narratives 100%. Even with the stuff happening with like I'm just like, you know what? Just answer questions as it comes. Here we go. Your latest inspiration. My latest inspiration is, I love Ray Dalio, man. I love his investment thesis, but my latest inspiration is this book right here. So there's Principles by Ray Dalio, and then he wrote a book called My Principles. And it's something I'm getting emotional talking about. It's like something I've really been diving into is having really sound principles for my children and my family. And I'm not fucking playing games, man. Like I'm here to shift the generations. Facts. I mean, I'm just here to shift the generations. And my principles are so unbelievably important to me. So this book has really allowed me to redefine and define my principles and who I really am and who I want to be known as. So when I pass, what will my kids say about me? Like, what will my kids say about me? What will the community say about me? And I focus on that. And I know it's a morbid thing to say, but I think that we're here to learn. I think that we're here to learn. And I feel like the experiences, the trials and tribulations, the suicide that I went through in December 18, 2006, 16 years ago, was all by design in order to make me who I am today, to help people. And that this has really been, because it's like, I never was taught principles per se. Like, I had my father's, you know, in my life, but I just wasn't really taught principles. I wasn't taught, you know, I don't hunt, I don't fish, I don't do all that stuff. So I wasn't deemed manly, right? And I wasn't, you know, but I don't think because you hunt and fish or you can fight or you can do this stuff. And I'm a manly man, right? But like, I have different attributes, I have different things. And so I want to define my principles and make sure that my kids have their own principle structure to be able to abundantly become whoever they're meant to be based on their unique DNA and blueprint. So that's been my inspiration lately. So what'd you say? Thank goodness because the FDIC. So I love this, Kelly. Thank you. And I got to jump off. I get to jump off after this. Got some other appointments. But you know, it's interesting. Like, this stuff is, and I love that Kelly says this, because this stuff is so exciting to me. It's like when you see somebody, like when people hunt and fish, right? That's like exciting to them. Or people watch baseball. Sports aren't exciting to me. But going through an FDIC video, and I literally gets me excited, which is so awkward and weird. But that's what I do with my free time. I literally dive into these. I look at voice inflection. The lady in the yellow that was speaking, she is literally so uncomfortable what she's talking about. She's like looking for like almost like backing. And they're like, don't tell the public. She almost like wants to tell the public what's going on. You can feel it deep in her soul. And you can tell she's out of alignment. So I love studying human behavior. I love seeing this stuff. I realize that the public does not even understand that there's a massive, massive freight train coming at them. Massive freight train. I mean, it's like they have no idea. And there's going to be a lot of casualties, and not in a physical sense, but well, maybe. I mean, if people, you know, don't really emotionally go through this properly, which makes me very sad. But it's like, I realize I can't save anybody other than become a frequency myself. And so that was a long answer to your thing, but thank you for that. I work really hard to try to make the complex simple, make the boring stuff kind of sexy and fun so that people can understand it. So I love you guys so much. I appreciate you. I gotta jump on another interview. I love you. I appreciate you. As we always say every single day, Warriors rise. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.